It's time for our regular monthly catch-up with RNIB's campaigns team. Jessica Hall joins us to tell us all about the latest campaigns, the campaign successes, and how you can get involved as well. Jess, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, let's go straight into some of these campaigns then. And we're going to start with a look at provision of service for visually impaired children.
Right now, your local council could be deciding how they'll support children and young people with vision impairment. And as you all know, every year, councils look at their budgets and they have to make difficult decisions about which services they want to change or potentially stop providing. And it's hugely important at these decision-making moments that local vision services for children and young people are protected. As we've been saying over the last few months, we're concerned that the system of support for children and young people with vision impairment in England is disintegrating. This means that children are falling into a vacuum and many are being let down by a lack of appropriate support to access the curriculum and to learn vital social communication and mobility skills. So what are we doing about it? Well, in the first instance, as councils review their budgets, we're monitoring any potential risks to current services, and we'll be putting on pressure to ensure that vital support for children and young people with vision impairment is protected. But the best way to protect local vision services is by making sure that councils hear from the children, young people and parents who use their services. So if this is you or you'll know somebody that this affects, we've put together some handy resources to help you work with your council to ensure that any changes support your child to achieve the best possible outcomes. The resources include a how-to guide as well as a jargon buster to get round the sometimes tricky language of local councils. And you can also take a look at our briefing, which we've put together for councils, which outlines 8 key questions they should consider when they're making decisions about support for children and young people with vision impairment. If you know that your local vision services are going to be reviewed and you want some advice and support, please contact your regional campaigns officer or call us on the campaigns hotline on 020-7391-2123.
Especially important, you know, talking about children, education, support and so on. So, very important one, Jess, to be looking at there. We will remind people of the contact details a little bit later, so don't worry if you don't pick them up straight away. Right, we're looking at accessible streets, street clutter, street charter.
We believe that being blind or partially sighted shouldn't mean giving up the right to get around independently. And throughout November, there's a whole host of campaign activity that went on to make sure that decision makers at the local and national level are listening to and acting on the needs of blind and partially sighted people when it comes to accessible spaces and transport. Hundreds of you responded to the government's Transport Action Plan by sharing your experiences of accessibility through a survey and workshops. And we've submitted a collective response to the government based on what you told us to make sure they hear your views loud and clear and that the action plan must reflect your needs. And we'll keep you updated on the progress of that action plan. At the local level, campaigners have been out and about speaking to MPs and making them understand the barriers that blind and partially sighted people face getting out and about. And this includes volunteer campaign coordinator Hazel Highland, who lives in the northwest of England. We spoke to Hazel to find out what problems people face getting around in Newcastle.
As a blind or partially sighted person, trying to get around Newcastle can be quite dangerous with pavement furniture, street cafes, signs. In some cases, the baskets in shops where they've got them in the doorway and stuff.
Hazel also shared with us some of the solutions that would make things easier.
To get rid of A boards altogether, also parked cars are a nightmare to get round. So what I would like in an ideal world is for there to be no cars parked on the pavement. It would make a big difference, not just to blind and partially sighted people, but to the public as a whole when navigating round the town centres or even around the local streets. Get rid of the street clutter, the overhanging bushes and shrubs that actually cause quite a bit of damage, not just to the environment, but also to the individual trying to navigate around them.
As a campaigner, Hazel knows that to get the changes people need, we have to talk to those in power. She explains why it's important for politicians to understand the issues and how she went about doing that with a local MP.
I did a blindfold walk with Tion Wara, who's the Newcastle Central MP, not so long ago. And we used a long cane and gave her the use of SimSpecs to do the blindfold walk, so that she was able to experience looking at things with a couple of different sight conditions. Tunnel vision was one of them. and how bad it can be when you can't see the peripheral vision, trying to navigate round cafe furniture, even navigating round people standing in the way. The first reaction she gave was one of complete astonishment about how we actually managed to navigate without sights. She was really surprised at the amount of difficulties and barriers that we face on a daily basis. And one of the things she did say was that she would work with the powers that be and with ourselves to try and make things safer for visually impaired people. She would be speaking to Newcastle Council, who do a lot of the street repairs, things like that. The people who run various premises, stations, whatever, to make them aware of the impact that having street furniture and street clutter is having on the population who use those services, such as the train station. She's also going to be getting in touch with the Transport Minister to see if there's any way that he can have an input into things like design, layout and accessibility, which is a big factor when trying to navigate somewhere.
A great result from a simple demonstration of what it can be like for a blind and partially sighted person to get around. A local commitment to push for change, as well as an MP speaking up at the national level. If you're listening and you resonate with what Hazel's been saying about the difficulties of navigating your area, she has this message for you.
Visually impaired people who suffer the same issues, same difficulties or same barriers, one thing I would encourage everybody to do is speak out. Speak to managers, speak to staff. If you're getting no luck there, either speak to your fellow campaigners who will then work with you to try and find a resolution, or then speak to your campaign coordinators or campaign leaders, such as people like myself, who then can help you access people like your MPs, local councils, that sort of thing, to try and get the situation sorted. But the most important thing is don't sit on a problem and just don't stay quiet about it, because it's the people who stay quiet is where the situation gets worse.
Some wise words of wisdom from Hazel there. We will give you more contact details very soon on how you can get involved, or if you'd like the help of the campaigns team from RNIB. But, you know, Hazel was talking about transport there, and that is quite a big issue across the country, Jess.
That's right. And as well as influencing MPs around these kinds of issues, RNIB campaigners have a strong tradition of influencing the private sector as well. And in this case, bus companies. Earlier this year, we celebrated the achievement of getting the big six bus companies operating in the UK to sign up to our bus charter, which outlines principles to make bus travel accessible. There are many bus operators in the UK and the work still carries on. And in November, campaigners in Scotland delivered a Swap With Me event with bus company Explore Dundee. The bus company signed up to the charter this summer to show their commitment to getting bus travel right for everyone. And the Swap With Me event gives bus drivers the opportunity to experience and understand the practicalities of making that charter a reality. There was a good turnout of drivers on the day, all of them keen to learn more about how to make their service accessible. They heard from local campaigner Hussein and tried out boarding a standard bus wearing SIM specs so they could see what it would be like if they were blind or partially sighted getting on the bus, from buying your ticket to sitting down. And they were also interested to find out if the challenges were slightly different when they were attempting to board a coach. And Explore Dundee was happy for them to try that out. The bus company are going to run another Swap With Me event with even more drivers in the spring.
I think it's great as well, Jess, that you know the not only the drivers get a chance, but the passengers, the visually impaired people, get a chance to see what it's like being the driver. You know, in the little in the little bubble, trying to hear what people are saying through all the glass and so on.
Yeah.
So hugely worthwhile events, and great the bus charter's going from strength to strength there to make that travel more independent and then easier for everyone. I think there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, you are looking for people to get in touch, anything on these campaigns or things that affect them, but you're also looking for people to become volunteer campaigners as well and strengthen the call around the UK. So where can people get more information?
Yeah, if you want to know more about any of the campaigning work that goes on with RNIB, do visit our campaign pages at www.rnib.org.uk/campaign. Or you can call us on our campaign hotline, which is 020 7391 2123.
Jess, pleasure speaking with you as always. We'll catch up with you again in a few weeks' time for a bit of a roundup of the year. But in the meantime, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Great to be with you.